VOA News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. Pope Francis deplored on Sunday a fragile truce between warring neighbors Armenia and Azerbaijan in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. He said he was praying for the victims there. A Russian-brokered ceasefire was broken by more fighting, with both sides blaming the other this weekend. The disputed territory is an ethnic Armenian enclave in Azerbaijan, which broke from Azerbaijan's control in a war in the 1990s that killed some 30,000 people. Speaking in Rome, the pontiff welcomed the ceasefire, but added that the truce is too fragile. Francis urged regional leaders to resolve the conflict, not through the use of force and arms, but through dialogue and negotiation. Tokyo on Sunday opened its first major community hub for LGBTQ people, part of a pre-Olympics project that campaigners hope will tackle stigma and raise awareness of discrimination. Pride House Tokyo is similar to pop-up sites at past Olympics, but will offer a permanent meeting space and information center. The goal is to educate the public about sexual diversity and offer a refuge to people feeling harassed. While Japan has some protections for sexual minorities, it remains the only G7 country that does not recognize same-sex unions, and many couples say they struggle with things like renting apartments together or visiting partners in hospitals. The president of the International Olympic Committee said Sunday about the new house, "In sport, we are all equal," and he wished the venture a success. Iran has registered 251 new COVID-19 deaths in the past 24 hours, a record daily toll, the health ministry said Sunday. This as the total number of identified cases rose above 500,000 in the worst hit country in the Middle East.